This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The University of Oxford and AstraZeneca say large-scale, late-stage trials of their COVID-19 vaccine were, quote, highly effective, end quote, in preventing people from developing the coronavirus at least 70% efficacy. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Oxford and AstraZeneca say the trials so far indicate if people are given a half dose followed by a full dose rather than two full doses, protection then rises to about 90%. At the WHO, Special Envoy David Nabarro welcomed the news.
It's a vaccine that can be stored at fridge temperature for longer periods. It's a vaccine that has high effectiveness in one of the dosage regimes that have been tried out.
The vaccine news follows last week's announcement from Pfizer and Moderna, saying results showed their COVID-19 vaccines were almost 95% effective. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Speaking at a video conference, University of Oxford vaccinologist Sarah Gilbert says the challenge will be working out a way to vaccinate people on a massive scale.
We have to get a lot of people vaccinated. We're not thinking about vaccinations working in terms of one person at a time. We have to think about vaccinating communities, populations, reducing transmission within those populations so that we really get on top of this pandemic.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet December 10th to discuss whether to authorize for emergency use the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer Incorporated and its German partner BioNTech. Pfizer says it can have enough doses to protect 25 million people by the end of the year. On Sunday, health officials in the U.S. and Germany said vaccines could be available to the most critical groups by the end of the year. This is VOA News. Italy, one of the countries worst hit by the global coronavirus pandemic, passed the threshold of 50,000 deaths from COVID-19 Monday. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set out new measures Monday that will come into effect when England's national COVID lockdown ends December 2nd, returning to a toughened tier regional approach to reflect differences in infection rates. Johnson has long said he would not prolong the national lockdown beyond December 2nd. Under the new measures, up to 4,000 people can return to outdoor sports stadiums and live performances in low-risk parts of England starting December 2nd. The government said Monday, permitting the revival of attendance at some Premier League football and other events. Britain and the European Union still have issues to resolve in their trade talks, a spokesman for Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday, reiterating the London team wants an agreement as soon as possible. Asked whether Johnson was planning to have a call with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen later this week, the spokesman declined to comment directly, instead saying the Prime Minister's Downing Street office would set out any calls in the usual way. Meanwhile, Ireland's Prime Minister said Monday he hoped the outline of a Brexit free trade deal would emerge by the end of this week, despite what the European Union's negotiator called fundamental divergences at talks. Britain and the EU are trying to agree to terms to keep annual bilateral trade worth nearly $1 trillion free of tariffs and quotas starting 2021, when a standstill transition period ends following Britain's departure from the EU last January. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has spoken by phone with New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, adding to the list of world leaders who have congratulated him on his election, even as President Donald Trump refuses to concede and challenges the outcome. The Biden-Harris transition issued a statement late Sunday saying Biden thanked the Prime Minister for her congratulations, offered his own on her re-election, and expressed his intent to strengthen the U.S.-New Zealand partnership. Ardern was re-elected in October. The statement also said Biden looks forward to working closely with Ardern on common challenges, including containing COVID-19, reinforcing multilateralism, strengthening democracy, and maintaining a secure and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Meanwhile, media reports say Biden is planning to name one of his longest-serving foreign policy advisors, Antony Blinken, as his Secretary of State, and career Foreign Service Officer Linda Thomas-Greenfield as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. China prepares to launch an unmanned spacecraft Tuesday to bring back lunar rocks, the first attempt by any nation to retrieve samples from the moon in four decades. I'm Diane Roberts.